This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, if you're a fan of the NFL, the Chargers and the Raiders in overtime, now it is tied at 32 apiece. Yeah, because, you know, we do that fun nail the score thing. And, of course, being a content junkie, we mix it all in. And sports, to me, is the great reprieve from all that infuriates us that's happening in the world today. Hey, hey, everybody. As we kick off this week on the show, it's good to have you with us. Kate Delaney, like I said, we have rolled out the red carpet for those of you who are here for the first time, and those have been here for many, many times. Thank you once again. It was a crazy, sad weekend. Bob Saget, dead at the age of 65, the comedian and actor probably known best for a show called Full House, was found dead in a Florida hotel room. They don't see any foul play at this point. They haven't ruled what's happened. The police are investigating it. But he was staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. He had done a performance, and they found him dead in his hotel room, just saying that they were devastated, the Saget family, that he confirming that he passed away, that he was everything to them, and they wanted all of us to know how much he loved his fans, performing live and bringing people together from all walks of life for laughter. That's what we need, laughter. And the guy was funny. So no foul play suspected, nothing with drugs, any of that kind of thing. And they're just trying to sort it all out. In other words, the coroner's report, they'll wait and see what happens with the coroner's report as to whether it's a heart attack or some other such thing. But so many people are tweeting out, I mean, obviously celebrities who knew him and other comedians, but just the everyday schmo is also out on Twitter, very, very busy. And I will tell you that I saw him do stand-up once, and his stand-up was very different from the very clean-cut kind of material that he did on television, the sitcoms. But he was very clever and very, very funny. And he appeared a couple times on a show that I like, that Larry David produces, called Curb Your Enthusiasm. So anyway, rip to a very talented man who was a big giver of his time to lots of charities and to other comedians, dead at the age of 65. And that just is all coming out. Sad story about a space heater. You know, it's cold and things happen when people are trying to keep warm, and we hear about accidents with space heaters. But a New York fire killed 19, and they believe that it started, the fire chief says, with a space heater. It was a duplex apartment in a 19-story Bronx building, and quickly it went through an open door. They're saying it's one of the worst fires. I mean, think about New York and how big it is. One of the worst fires in the city's history. 9 of the people who died are 16 or younger. 16 or younger. So terrible tragedy there. You can imagine, again, people trying to keep warm because of what the temperatures have been. It's winter time. Sometimes you hear about those kinds of accidents, but it's pretty big to say it is the worst thing that they've seen in New York. And again, you go by the amount of people that live there, and you go by the different boroughs, and boy, oh boy, that's just crazy. All right, this is the boo moment of this show, because I got to tell you, do you know that another variant has been discovered? I know. I hesitate to even tell you. But look, I feel like I'm an information portal, right? I'm just calling it like I see it. What I'm hearing with the facts that I know are the facts are what I'm trying to tell you. So a researcher in Cyprus supposedly has discovered a strain of the coronavirus that actually combines Delta and Omicron, those two variants, And this is the strain they're calling Deltacron. It's too early to tell whether there are a lot of cases, more cases of the strain, because they've uncovered 25 at this point, or what kind of impacts it will have. Because, you know, it's always about shutting it down. If it's there, it spreads to other places. It's just like when Omicron showed up in South Africa, when it first comes out, I'm saying, hey, they've found another variant, and pretty soon it's going to come to the United States, and it wasn't very long, and it was in the United States, and it really, really spread. So this Deltacron variant comes as Omicron is rapidly spreading across the globe. The U.S. is reporting a seven-day average of more than 600,000 new cases. They're believing that it could be up to a million pretty soon, and every day somebody announces, especially if they're on the tube or somebody that is of note that you see a lot, and they disappear for 5 days or 10 days, whichever it is. The CDC is saying 5 days for the isolation. But anyway, so now there is another variant to talk about, as we have a 72% increase from the previous week and a pandemic record. Wow. I can't say I'm speechless, because this is the problem with coronavirus in the first place, right? That we knew that you would see variants, that there would be other variants, and sure enough, it is happening right before our very, very eyes. That's why it's so important to me that the misinformation and nonsense and some of the inaccurate stuff that's out there needs to be filtered. You got to filter it the best way that you can. I mean, it's like the CDC. They're not giving some of the key COVID stats, and there's confusion about some of the information. I think the big mistake was you say 5 days isolation, but it was 10 days, so what changes from the 5 to 10, and what does that mean? And you see that we have so many people that have had to call in sick because they have Omicron, and then it shuts down different, you know, facets of the economy. And with the numbers that were off, we're talking about some of the numbers that have been reported, you know, not the deaths, the overall deaths, but some of the numbers that have been critical about pediatric hospitalizations. And that's really crazy, because to me that's so, so important when you're reporting that, when you think of kids and you think of how shattering that can be when there's misinformation out there about that. Because, again, we look at school districts and we look at what's happening with kids and being back in school now coming off of the holiday break, and these wild swings about school closures, lockdowns, and mandates, they're relying on solid data. I mean, what is the solid data that they need, that the American people need to know? Not throwing darts at a board. So what's so, so important is having the correct numbers and reporting the correct numbers. And you got the Supreme Court set to make decisions on vaccine mandates, and therefore that's even more critical when you think of what are those vaccine mandates going to mean. What is that going to look like as it trickles down from Washington and our highest court in the land? All right, we just scratched the surface, so to speak. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, I love it. This is why live radio is so fun. Because if you're a gambling person and you were in Las Vegas, it was the greatest show on the strip, or slightly off the strip, the Raiders in overtime get into the playoffs by beating the San Diego Chargers 35-32. A field goal, so two field goals essentially, seal the win for them. How about that? The Chargers having to settle for a field goal had tied it, and then the Raiders end up winning it on a field goal with time expiring, like 2 seconds left. Boom, it's in. And wow, what a final. What a crazy season for the Raiders. And for the first time in 60 years, a coach who took over mid-season takes his team to the playoffs. So that's pretty interesting stuff. All right, meanwhile, while that is going on and we sit and watch what's happening with now again the announcement of, oops, there's another variant that is coming down the pike. You have people like Novak Djokovic, who's one of the greatest tennis players in history, and he was set to play the Australian Open. And what happened was he is not a vaxxer. He does not want to get vaccinated. He has reasons for that, he says. And he has had COVID, obviously, and tested positive for it. So when he arrived in Australia, a guy who's won this tournament again and again and again and again and again and again, one of the world's top-ranked men's tennis players, when he arrived, he was held in a hotel where you have other asylum seekers, and his attorneys had to present a case against Australia's treatment of him on Monday, because it's Monday there, and at times drawing from the federal judge who will decide whether he'll be deported or released and allowed to compete in the Australian Open. But the Australian government, which presents its case later in the day, dismissed the claims, arguing they have the right to turn away anyone who possesses a health risk. We don't care if they're famous, if they're the world's greatest tennis player, whatever it is. So they took his visa. What happened was he's been held in this park hotel in Australia, in Melbourne, since last Thursday after his visa was canceled when he arrived to the country when they rejected his request for an exemption from Australia's requirement that visitors must be vaccinated against the coronavirus. So this is a pretty high-profile case, which is erupted into national opinions, not on the sports side, more on the whole vaccination thing. And, of course, his family is denouncing his treatment, and Serbian and Australian officials have traded barbs back and forth, a lot of criticism. And it has transformed him into more than this tennis sports star, but a pretty prominent skeptic of coronavirus vaccines. Now he's this lightning rod for the whole global vaccination debate, right? And Djokovic's attorney, this guy named Nick Wood, argued that he'd provided the Australian government with all the required documentation and then received a response from the Department of Home Affairs. The office he's now battling in court, saying his response indicated that he met the quarantine-free travel. So they did look at this ahead of time, and that's what they're saying. Why are you doing this when we already got approval? So now it's up to this judge to decide what's going to happen to him, whether or not they boot him out of the country or whether or not he gets to break the record for men's Grand Slam singles titles, if in fact he's able to do that. But there's a great chance of that anyway. And of course, in Australia, there are people that are furious with some of the lockdowns and the way the country is handling the spikes of COVID infections. And he was detained. He was detained 8 hours overnight before being transferred to that hotel where asylum seekers are detained until his appeal can be decided. He got the virus in December. And he believed that he had been signed off on quarantine-free entry, like he was told, he says. And will the judge squash the visa decision and order his release? There is no reading the tea leaves in this other than they're being very stringent about who gets into the country. So this is one to watch, because this is somebody who, even if you don't know sports, tennis, whatever, he's very, very well known. He's definitely one of the top five players in the world, meaning of all time, of all the singles that he's won, etc. So, wow, keep an eye on that. Something else to keep an eye on as I kind of bounce around, because we're here at the top of the week, and that's what I like to do, because this is something we'll follow up with. And I have good contacts in this area. And, of course, we have lots of friends in Australia. And there is a lot of people that are backing Djokovic. So as we move to another part of the globe, the U.S. warning Putin of massive consequences if Russia invades the Ukraine. So this time it wasn't Joe Biden with a phone call with Vladimir Putin. It was the Secretary of State Blinken, who was on the Sunday swirl, I say, the talking head shows on Sunday on the tube, and he reiterated again and again and again and again and again that Russia would face massive consequences if it invaded the Ukraine. Do you think Vladimir Putin is overly weighing that? So U.S. and Russian delegations are going to meet for talks in Geneva, in fact, shortly, followed by a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels on Wednesday. And then they've got another session of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, all these acronyms, OSCE, in Vienna on Thursday. Look, the bottom line is this, throw all that out. Is he or is he not going to invade the Ukraine? And when we say massive consequences, what does that mean? Is it more dialogue? Is it more, oh, we're going to put sanctions on you? Is it What does it really, really mean? Because Putin has warned in his conversation with Biden, because they did two calls already, that any new sanctions could result in a complete rupture of relations between the countries. Putin, our country, and Russia. Putin's demanded that the United States and NATO agree to sweeping security guarantees that would bar the Ukraine from joining NATO and rule out any eastward expansion by the U.S.-led military alliance. So, how do we get here? And we got here because Russia has been very aggressive against its neighbors. Listen, it's no secret that Putin wants land, that he wants countries, that he wants to rake in as much as he can. You have to think about how aggressive Russia's been in the past decade. And this is just more of the same. He wants every property. Think of it like this. He wants every property on the monopoly board in his backyard. He wants every property, right? You go back to Georgia. You go back to what happened in the Ukraine in 2014. And now here's that possibility again. So what happens if you say these relations are just completely fractured? What does that mean? And what kind of actual progress is going to happen here that's going to make a difference in U.S.-Russian relations? Because Putin's basically saying, if you read between the lines, I don't care what you say. We're going to do what we're going to do. I mean, you can do diplomatic dances all around this, but that's the bottom line. Is it alarming? Is it something to be concerned about when Russia's able to just kind of amass what they choose to pick and choose out of the box of the neighborhood next to them? Did we ever think Russia was going to be our super good friend? Did we ever think Russia was not going to do that? It was not going to make more moves. Of course they're going to make more moves. It's just a question of how important is that relationship when you think of keeping your enemies close. You know that old saying, keeping your enemies closer, Sun Tzu. And there has to be some sort of conversation. But it's just a question of what does that conversation look like? I mean, is this kind of a new Cold War? And what does a new Cold War feel like for all of us? I say put it to him. Put it to Putin and call his bluff. And let's see what he does when you flip over that final card. We're headed to the mailbag. Plenty of you had a lot to say, including a few on a possibility of a Cold War.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the immediate future. This as meetings are set to take place in Geneva this week with Russia. Blinken telling ABC News the two paths presented to Russia will be put to the test during the talks.
One is through diplomacy and dialogue. The other is through deterrence and massive consequences for Russia if it renews its aggression against Ukraine.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration would be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union thanks to the unprecedented support of parents. Kids have not been in school in Chicago since last Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. But Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says that's not their job.
OSHA was created to make sure forklifts beep when they back up, not to force the vaccination of, you know, almost 100 million Americans.
South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds says Congress should not concern itself with anti-Trump legislation.
This is not going to be up to members of the United States Senate or the House, in my opinion.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Dakota Republican explaining that he doesn't believe lawmakers should try to pass a law prohibiting the former president from running for office. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Send me their thoughts over the past couple of days. KateDelaneyRadio.com. 24/7, baby. We are open. Send me your thoughts. Just like that. Click on contact and let it rip. Tom in Tallahassee says, hey, girl, I know that you pay attention to sports. I'm wondering, are you picking Alabama or Georgia this time around for the national championship? And who do you like in the Super Bowl? Oh, Tom, predictions. My magic eight ball is cracked. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going against Nick Saban in this one. I think Alabama, I think it's going to be a close game. I hope it's going to be a close game. I love college football. I used to do a talk show where I talked about everything during the week, and then on the weekend I had a six-hour college football show. It was crazy wild, my friends. And Nick Saban, of course, I mean, listen, it's so tough to go against Nick Saban, but Georgia is good, and Georgia has been there, and Georgia has won. So as that leaves my lips, you know, flip a coin. But I do think Roll Tide takes that one. I do. But I think it's going to be closer, and we're going to see an exciting game. As for the Super Bowl, that's tough because I just went through the last weekend here in the NFL, and we didn't have a winner for Nail the Score. Oh, I wish we did. But we didn't have a winner. I knew that game was going to be good. The game I picked was the Raiders and the Chargers. And sure enough, Carlson's field goal as time expired. Daniel Carlson's 47-yard field goal as time expired lifted the Vegas Raiders into, it's so fitting for the great John Madden, who we lost a couple weeks ago. 35-32 in overtime. But I look at these teams, and it's a second season. I've said this before. And so I want to really look closer. I will give an answer. I will give a whole prediction on that in a future man cave before we go to the playoffs this upcoming weekend. But, you know, I like the Packers, right? I like what I see from the Packers heading into the season and how good they were in the beginning of the season. I like the Cardinals, but boy, Cardinals lost to the Seahawks today. And you see, and I love Kyler Murray, but you see some cracks with the Cardinals. Do the Buccaneers peak in the second season with Tom Brady, who's just breaking records all over the place, and they won the Super Bowl last year? Is it somebody who eked their way in unsuspectingly? You know, somebody that wasn't expected to be there, like the Bengals. Could the Bengals surprise everybody? Or maybe the Chiefs, who got on a roll? It's too hard, or the Bills. It's too hard at this point until I look at more factors. How's that? But I will do it. But I'm going to go on record just kind of shooting from the hip. I do have some ideas. Let's save it that way. Let's put it that way, and we'll save it for later. Like I said, we'll save it for later in the week. All right, how about this one? This one is from Randy, who says, "Hey, Kate, I listen to you in Stamford, Connecticut on 1490 AM. I love it when you say where people are from. I know you're from up in this country, in this part of the country, and it's very, very sad what happened in New York, and everybody's talking about this fire heater thing in this Bronx apartment, and 19 people, 9 children killed in this fire that was a malfunctioning portable space heater. I think it's a big warning to people because you see space heaters all over the place. I bet you probably had one in college or at some point in your life. And it's so easy to fall asleep or something gets screwed up in it, and it's just so damn depressing. And as somebody who is a volunteer fireman, I can just imagine what it was like for the FDNY as they responded to this fire and then got people out but couldn't get to everybody, and how sad it must be to see children in the conditions that they were in. Oh, no kidding, brother. Isn't that the truth? You know, it's like the New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Negro said that the fire started in a bedroom on the second and third floors of this 19-story complex, and the door of that apartment was left open, so the smoke flew. I mean, that's what happens, right? It, like, flew through the building. There's still 13 people in the hospital in critical condition. Right before I got on the air, I double-checked that, and that's where that's at. So dozens of people were hurt. Others have this severe smoke inhalation. It's just absolutely terrible. So in that kind of a building, look, there's no fire escapes. There's no interior stairways. And people, you know, people that live there should know where the stairwells are. Or there are interior stairwells. There are no fire escapes. They should know where they are, but they probably couldn't escape because of the massive amount of smoke. So what do? You're getting choked over by massive amount of smoke, and the fire department, I mean, hats off to people who do that. 200. The call went out, 200 responded. And, you know, COVID is ripping through fire departments in New York City especially, so they did everything they could, but what a horrific, painful, horrible moment. The numbers are terrible. It's going to be one of the worst fires in modern times in New York, right? And people start to worry, right? They know people that are in there, and then they're trying to run and try to get them out. And there's just all kinds of scenarios that are unfolding from this. And it was, a very big building, and there are serious injuries to others, and hopefully they survive, but just a terrible, terrible disaster. All right, thanks for the email. Let's go to another one. This one is from Thomas, who's listening to us on, it must be 1340 AM KROS in Davenport, Iowa. And he says, Katie, I am so tired of hearing about new variants, other ways to choke us out and separate us when it comes to COVID. And now tell me it's not true that in Cyprus they came up with another strain of the virus. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Yes. And, of course, they already have a name for Deltacron because it's a combination of Delta and Omicron, that variant. And it's still being studied at the University of Cyprus, but there are 25 people there that have come down with this, 25 cases of that virus. And will there be more cases of the strain, and what impacts will it have? We're just watching, right? And this new variant comes while we watch Omicron spread all across the country, the United States, and obviously other parts of the world. I mean, we're fatigued, right? We are fatigued beyond belief. All right, how about this one from Joseph? Kate, Biden polls, where is he when it comes to the numbers? Listen, I got to tell you, my family is made up of all flavors of politics, but almost everyone, even my most Democratic cousin or liberal cousin, is not a fan of Joe Biden's and the way that he has handled the coronavirus, especially with the testing kits. Do you know anything new on that? And what about Biden's approval ratings? You know, you hit at a good time. They just did another poll, and the results from the CNBC Change poll, for what it's worth, showed 60% of the people who responded, they disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Because think of the economy, how it's affected because of the coronavirus, as he's coming to the conclusion of the first year in office. 55% majority of the people who responded also disapprove of his leadership during the pandemic. And there you go, right? I think one of the biggest bungles of this White House, and I've said it the last probably 2 weeks, is that whole testing thing. Because how can we not know? We're watching what's happening around the world. This is not going away, right? Ooh, it's a new day. The Delta is not here yet, or Delta has subsided, and it's like a brand new world, and then suddenly it's not. So why wouldn't you have those kits? Why do other people in the world have those kits? We don't have those kits. I mean, you could argue, well, they don't have the vaccines, but you got people lining up for hours trying to get these tests. And then once they get the test, what happens? And they have to get another test, and it goes on, so on and so on. And to your question as to when will the test be ready, the latest that I heard, which is surprising, is that next week they're going to start sending kits. So, like, you're going to go to your mailbox, and you're going to, I don't know how they're figuring that out, but you're going to start to get a kit. Because initially, what I was told was, the way they were setting it up is you had to go to a website, and then I was told something different, that now next week they should be mailing them out. I think the heat is on. Let's put it that way, because this should have been handled much better. Yes, Abbott can only pump out so many, but why wasn't this all thought up in the very beginning of this? Of course we're going to have to have tests. Of course people are going to need tests. Of course. All right, one last one. This one is from Angie, who says, oh, my heart is broken. The best TV dad ever, Bob Saget, dead. I was stunned. I just learned of it, Kate, that he's only 65, and I guess he was on the road, and they found him dead in his hotel room. And I'll tell you what, he was so good in some of the television shows that I saw him on, especially when he played the patriarch on that ABC show where John Stamos was part of it and so many other good actors were part of it, and it's Full House. And I really, as a kid, enjoyed watching that. So sad to hear about Bob Saget. Yeah, remember Saget, too, was America's Funniest Home Videos for a while. That was, I think he did that for like 10 years too. And he had been in a lot of other things, and he was touring. I guess he was happy, and they don't know yet at what happened, but they're not suspecting any sort of foul play. All right, remember, K to Kate Delaney Radio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Indeed, time for the weekly rewind. All right, what you missed this past weekend, what you missed, was the Golden Globe Awards. Why? There was some controversy. Hollywood can't even get it right, right? What do Hollywood and the CDC have in common? They seem to not get it right. So, the bottom line is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced the winners of the 2022 Golden Globes through Twitter on Sunday night with no media in attendance or celebrities or red carpets or anything like that. The award body had been in a scandal since the 2021 show when they revealed that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association had no black members and participated in questionable business practices. So NBC pulled out of the telecast for this year's ceremony. They paid like $60 million or something to have the rights to this. And since the HFPA has diversified its membership and revamped its bylaws to try to save its face in Hollywood, it's too late, right? So they announced nominees at a scaled-down deal, even in December, and you had, like, you had Snoop Dogg reading the nominations. So, boy, Snoop Dogg is everywhere. He's doing football. He was doing football with Blake Shelton, was the guest on his show. He's doing massive commercials, and now he's doing the announcements for who the nominees were. So anyway, it just, there was nothing. In the awards world, there was nothing virtual. There was nothing. Just, okay, there's no fanfare. So I'll just give you a couple of these, because these are winners. Hacks, which is a funny comedy. Jean Smart, member from Designing Woman. She's a star in that. That won for Best Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series or a Drama. Succession, Jeremy Strong was the winner. I'm not going to go through all of them, I promise. Kate Winslet, remember her from Titanic fame? She was mayor of Easttown, where she tried to impersonate a Philly accent, which she said, hoagie. I'm from there, so I can say it. Anyway, she was very good in it. Best Performance by an Actress, Limited Series, Anthology Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television. Okay, let's see. Best Television Drama. All this is unfolding. Will Smith played King Richard. This was a good movie, right? It was about the Serena and Venus Williams story. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture. So, how about that? All right, that's what I got for you. On the Gold Globes, but it is pretty interesting because this normally would be a huge deal for Hollywood. Also, it would be something that would create some jobs because there would be people that would be working on it, setting it up, blah, 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 all that sort of thing. Okay, so this also has come about since this weekend. American Airlines went viral after responding to a Twitter user Saturday who complained about a pilot because he had a Let's Go Brandon sticker on his luggage. So a Twitter user has since made her Twitter account private, took a picture of the sticker and sent it to the airline asking if they accept cowardly rhetoric on their crew luggage when they're in uniform. Ooh! And the user said, "We are not the only passengers who noticed, and we are disgusted." I saw a picture of it, actually, that she took and posted out there. The official Twitter account of AA responded to the user's public complaint, tweeting, "Thank you for bringing this to our attention, and we want to get this to the right team. Please DM with further details." So then the user posted what she claimed were direct messages with representatives from the airline who assured her her complaints had been forwarded to the proper authorities for internal review, right? But on Twitter, oh, she just got creamed. For putting that out there, for ratting them out and putting it out there. So somebody tweeted out, "Hope he and everyone else gets a raise for having to deal with Karen passengers such as this one." And that was actually a journalist who put that out there. And there were others that put other things. Somebody else put out, "Don't fire your pilots for being conservative or criticizing Biden. We won't have any pilots left, as if the thousands of flight cancellations aren't enough already." And then at American Airlines, "Do the right thing." And then somebody else put out, "Why are you responding to this to American? Why are you responding to this bully? Stand with your employee, not internet trolls." Yeah, there won't be anybody left. There won't be anyone left to fly the planes. So that did happen over the weekend. And in the Twitter sphere, and the world rotates somewhat around social media, that was a very, very big deal. Okay? Very big deal. This is just funny, and I think I need to say this because if we rewind to the weekend, a hotel manager in Zambia said he was surprised when he looked up from his desk and he had somebody standing at the front of the lobby. And who was the somebody that was at the front of the lobby looking for snacks? An elephant. Now, they are in Zambia, so it wouldn't be like you're in, I don't know, Davenport, Iowa, and an elephant suddenly walks into the Holiday Inn Express. But the elephant went through the main lobby, through the front door, and just kind of explored the room, snooping around, sniffing things, looking for some kind of food, and then kind of backed out. Apparently, I saw pictures of it. It was hilarious. Backed out of the courtyard. He was eating mangoes, and then he went back to his herd. So, like I said, if you're in Zambia, I can see how that can happen, even if it is a little jarring versus some other places where it would be shocking. It would be shocking. How about that? I'll tell you what, people have to get it together. How does this happen? A Los Angeles Taco Bell employee was shot dead after an argument over a fake $20 bill. 41-year-old employee working to make extra money for the family. So just an innocent, just working. And it happened about 11 p.m. And this was in L.A. The employee was a father of three. He was shot a couple of times, pronounced dead right at the scene. He was shot with a semi-automatic handgun. And another victim at the location had stab wounds. And the guy's name was the victim, Alejandro Garcia, and the dispute was over a fake $20 bill. He was working the night shift with his son, and I guess the person got upset and they just started shooting. And the nephew was close by, so he closed the window, but the shots, they went in because it was at a window, and he got shot in the heart and it killed him. He died right there in front of his son. What is that? Is just sick. The suspects, too, this is the part that makes me even sicker. They haven't been caught. They've been described as males between 20 and 25 years old. I hope they catch them. Just awful. Look, he worked at the store one night a week because he needed to pull in some extra bucks for his family. Just a guy, head down, just trying to get some extra money for the fam. And then that happens because the bill isn't real and he questions it, and then that's what happens. And then right there in front of his son, I mean, could it get any worse than that? Pretty tough stuff, I think, right? Absolutely. And I've said this already, but there's so much reaction to it, I'll mention it again. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died over the weekend, died Sunday. He was 65. He passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. Hotel security found him in his room, and the sheriffs and fire departments were called. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Cause of death unclear, although they're saying they don't expect any kind of foul play or drug use or any of that. He was in the middle of a tour that started in September and was supposed to continue through May. So on Saturday night, he had performed in Jacksonville and gave the crowd a shout-out early Sunday morning on Twitter. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Famous for playing the dad, Danny Tanner, on the ABC sitcom Full House from 1987 to 1995. Also America's Funniest Home Videos from 1989 to 1997. Big shout out to Jeremy P. for his fine work on the technicals. And a reminder to all of you, it is 2022. Oh, make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.